And welcome back into the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday evening. Jamie Vasky along with you, and joining me is West Delaware girls head wrestling coach Dale Meyer, as his team in competition Monday night at the very large Williamsburg Wrestling Invitational, Girls Wrestling Invitational, as Coach Meyer and company took five girls down to that tournament, finished in 13th place, a huge tournament. And Coach, only five girls, but I tell you what, a lot of good wrestling for them. Starting at the top, Lily Schulte came away with fourth place. Addison Nielsen didn't place, but did, however, get a fall and scored team points for you guys. Berkeley Lynch with a seventh place finish. Anna O'Rear with a first place finish. She was a champ down there. We'll talk about her in just a little bit. And then Gracie Heim finished sixth. So only the five girls, but I tell you what, some great quality matches that the girls got down there in a very tough tournament.
They did. It is a very tough tournament. There's South Tampa's really balanced and loaded, and they won the team title, much like they did the Womack last year. And East Buchanan was there. I think they placed like fourth or fifth. So, and they had, you know, they had their finalists. But I thought we wrestled pretty well. We're still making nice gains, and we got a lot of wrestling in the next 2 weeks if the weather holds out for us. And we can't wait to put it back on the mat and see how we do.
Joined by West Delaware head coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. And I mentioned Anna O'Rear. She hit a milestone Monday night with career pin number 100. She's won 118 matches in her career, and coming away with that title the other night, she was able to come away with career pin number 100. And you know, she's kind of one of your anchors. She was there the very first season of girls wrestling here at West Delaware, and has been there for 4 years, and or almost 4 years now, and she's been kind of that leader for you. She came in as a freshman and has just continued to get better each and every year, runner-up at the state tournament last year. So a very well-deserved accomplishment and quite a milestone for Anna on Monday night down at Williamsburg.
Absolutely. She is just all in, and you know, she put so much time into the sport. She's done a lot of off-season work with which would be I think it's called Mission Athletics Club now, which used to be the old McDominate Club, and she really has been a great leader by example. But she's stepped up and been a verbal leader this year too, and she's so calm, and she's grown and matured so much. She doesn't care who you put in front of her. She's going after them. And that, it, you know, it shows with the way she wrestles. And she knows that she still has a lot of improving to do if she wants to meet her goals. But, man, she's come a long way. And we're super proud of the impact that she has had on this program. We're definitely going to miss her after this year.
As I'm joined by West Delaware girls coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Well, coming up tomorrow night, you guys will host Mount Vernon, and only two home duels, real similar, identical to the boys team. Only two home duels. You had one earlier this year, a couple weeks ago at the Seedorf Gymnasium. Already tomorrow night is your senior night. Thursday night, wrestling under the mat lamp. And we already mentioned Anna, your other senior, just two seniors, Lexi Bunting. She's another one that's been there from the beginning. And has just continued to be kind of that leader from, because really when you start a program, everybody's got a chance to be a leader because nobody was experienced. So it's tough that you only have the two home duels, but you're going to take on a Mount Vernon team that you've split with in two previous duels. You're 1-1 with them dating back to the first meeting in 2022. Last year at home, a 45-30 victory over the Mustangs. But it'll be a pretty special night under the lamp, especially for your
team. Yeah. Lex has been there all season. She just had some hard luck with an injury. And last year she was sick a lot and had injuries. But she has really stepped up as a leader in our room. She's in every practice. She's helping the young girls, and she's made a definite impact on this program as well. And we're gonna need them down the road. because it doesn't get any easier in the next month for us. And they both accept the role of being a leader, and we just can't be more thankful than we are for them, because they're awesome.
And then you turn around right after tomorrow night, Friday night, you've got the South Winneshiek Invitational up at Luther College. Another tough tournament with a lot of teams there. They do it. They've added the JV. They've added the boys, the girls, all at Luther. It's a late night for everybody. But, again, just an opportunity for the girls to get out and get mat time, especially some of the younger girls who are just getting into the varsity lineup to face that varsity competition. You know, a few of these girls have wrestled for 2-3 years now, some of them maybe more, but to get as much of that varsity action as they can get is so crucial early in the first half of the season.
No doubt about it. We got to see, we're 1A this year, and we got to see a lot of the teams that are 1A from down south at the Williamsburg tournament, and then it's kind of the opposite when we go to South Wind. There you're going to see the Osage and a lot of the teams from north part of the state that are 1A programs that we don't typically see. So we're going to get a good look at what we could have at our state qualifying meet, I think. And it'll be a tough tournament, but I'm sure our girls will go at it guns blazing. So I'm excited for it.
All right, Dale, I appreciate your time here tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night after that dual meet at Seedorf Gymnasium.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jamie.
That was West Delaware girls wrestling coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. We'll take a break and come back with more of it right after this. You're listening to it from KMCH Sports.